Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. As we've been reporting all morning, changing the guard there at the BP. Hayward is out. Mr. Dudley is in. But what other changes are taking place because of the Gulf oil disaster that's been transpiring and unfolding since April? There have got to be some changes, say, for commuters in a city close to the action like the city of Houston.
Definitely. I carpool.
Because of the spill?
Because of the spill. Well, I mean, a lot of it is because of the spill. A lot of it is because I'm broke.
That's KUHF Houston Public Radio reporter Melissa Galvez speaking to Houston student Meredith Knight, a student at Texas A&M, answering the question, what changes have you made since the Gulf War disaster has begun to sort of infect every aspect of daily life? First of all, good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
This is a pretty interesting question to be asking, and you're beginning to see some changes. There's an individual who's carpooling more because of the spill. What are you finding?
Well, it's interesting. First of all, obviously this doesn't represent all the views of everyone in Houston, but among the people I spoke to, a lot of people said they were not making changes in their transportation choices because of the spill. Meredith did say that she is carpooling more, but she also said that she is broke, and that seemed to be something that was affecting her behavior beforehand. People did seem to be affected by the environmental aspects of the spill, but that wasn't really making much changes in their transportation behavior.
But the interesting thing here is that your question wasn't absurd. I mean, and we should point out that you're a part of the Transportation Nation project that WNYC is involved in, and as well as public radio stations around the country. And when you talked with Rice University student Jonathan Chisholm, he didn't necessarily speak to changes, but it seemed like he was thinking about it. Listen.
Has the oil spill at all changed how you think about your transportation choices?
Honestly, I wouldn't say that it has at this point. But, you know, we are trying to, in our household, you know, considering things like recycling. And I'm actually trying to push that with my church.
Now, is he trying to look good with you as a reporter? Or do you think this was a subject that's actually on the table?
Well, you know, I think people are more concerned about environmental issues because of the spill. The images of oiled birds came up a lot in our conversations. But it seemed to be more focused in things like recycling. They didn't really see the connection between I could drive less. You know, people either said they felt they were green enough already in their transportation choices, taking the bus or biking or carpooling, or they felt like they just didn't have other choices in transportation.
And maybe that's the story here. Melissa Galvez, you're a reporter in Houston, but we could ask this question anywhere around the Gulf. People are definitely trapped in some of their transportation choices. Here's Esmeralda Gomez. And let's talk about this after we come back.
I don't have a lot of choices as far as getting to and from work. You know, I can make little changes in other areas of my life, trying to be a little bit more responsible about my gas consumption, for example, combining trips, that sort of thing. But as far as, you know, the overall impact of my day-to-day, not really.
Which says that people in the Gulf, even commuters, are kind of stuck in this crisis. Right, Melissa?
Yeah, I mean, they said they wanted to change, but they really weren't sure how. Esmeralda, for example, said, you know, people have their commitments. They drive to work. And Houston's a very sprawling city. People said they wanted more public transportation, but they weren't actually sure that they would use it because I'm not sure they feel how useful it would be in their lives. So I think the oil spill is having a psychological effect, but people aren't really sure what else they can do.
Well, Melissa Galvez, KUHF, Houston Public Radio reporter, part of the Transportation Nation project. Thanks so much. We want to know if you changed your driving habits and the way you consume energy due to the BP oil spill. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.